Welcome to another episode of Parashah Points, short thoughts from the weekly Torah portion. This week's Parashah Point comes from Vayechel, which is Hebrew for He Gathered, and it goes from Exodus 35:1 to Exodus 38:20. This Torah portion gives some laws governing Sabbath observance, in addition to telling about how Israel built the tabernacle. There's a lot we can talk about in this Torah portion. Today, we're going to present a thought on making room for God's presence. Exodus 36:1, Bezalel and Holiab and every craftsman in whom Yahweh has put skill and intelligence to know how to do any work in the construction of the sanctuary shall work in accordance with all that Yahweh has commanded. This week's Torah portion tells of the construction of the tabernacle. The people provided the materials needed to build the sanctuary, and then, under the supervision of Bezalel and Holiab, all the designers, engravers, embroiderers, and other craftsmen among the people worked together to build every part of what would become the dwelling place of God's presence on earth. Curtains, the Ark of the Covenant, the table of the bread of the presence, the menorah, the altars of incense and of burnt offerings, everything skillfully designed and constructed from scratch. God inspired regular human craftsmen, former slaves no less, to build Him a house. He sanctified the work of human hands, taking up residence in an earthly tent that somehow overlapped with the heavenly realm. God's eternal divine presence inhabited a temporal space in the wilderness. Think about that for a moment. Humans worked to create a space for God, and God saw fit to dwell there. How much effort do you put into making room for God's presence in your life? God is pleased to dwell with His people, but we often don't sense His presence because we haven't made room for Him. We haven't worked to create a sacred space for Him in the midst of our busy schedules and earthly pursuits. Put forth the effort to encounter God's presence, and He will meet you there. Make the time to pray, to sing, to worship, to study the scriptures. Set your heart on doing the will of God. Care for the widows and the orphans and the poor. Walk in God's commandments. According to Leviticus 26:11-12, one of the blessings for obedience is that God will dwell among His people and walk with them. At the end of the age, God will make His permanent dwelling among us. His presence will fill the whole earth. Until then, we can still get a taste of His presence, but we have to make room for Him. Create a sacred space for God in your life. Thank you for joining us for another Parashah Point. We pray that you've been blessed by this teaching, and remember, continue to test everything. Shalom.
It is because of you, our generous supporters, who make it possible to offer these high-quality teachings completely free of charge. If you feel led to support 119 Ministries so that we can continue this effort, please visit testeverything.net and click on the Support 119 tab. Learn how you can partner with us to take the whole Word of God to the nations.